course, is its tushies. And you put the food for the hogs in a...
in a trough.
And plural of that, you have several...
troughs.
Do you have a name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog?
Anything else?
Oh.
Piney Woods Rooter? Razorback?
And I've heard Razorback. But now, I didn't realize that was supposed to be... I believe in this country, a Razorback is just a sort of a hog that's not doing so well. Not going to ever be a nice fatty, you know.
Not wild,
though.
Okay. Do you know what noise a calf makes when it's being weaned, what you would call that noise? The calf began to...
He doesn't yell. Whine. I don't know what.
That's good enough. How about the noise made by a cow at feeding time? The cow began to...
moo.
Right. How about a gentle noise made by a horse? The horse began...
bay.
Is there another term for a gentler sound? A whinny or knicker or quicker?
Well, now I have heard those.
Anything you would use in that lot?
No, I think I'd let him know.
Okay. And then if you had some horses and mules and cows and they were hungry, you'd say, I've got to go feed the...
stock.
And if you had some chickens and turkeys and ducks, you'd say, I've got to go feed the...
well, they would be fowls, but I don't think you'd ever say that.
What would you say?
Not here. You'd say, I'd go feed the chickens.
Even if you had other birds, too?
Mm-hmm. Go right. Feed the chickens, go feed the turkeys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you wouldn't say chickens to mean all the different birds.
Well, people, just in a, unless they were raising lots of chickens or lots of turkeys, they would probably, I think you'd say chicken, because chicken is the common two-legged feathered friend.
And then at that time of day, when you are doing that, that's what time?
It's generally late afternoon.
Well, you would say, I didn't know it was so late, it's almost blank time.
Supper time.
Or in terms of what you're doing to the animals. It's
feeding time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What in a chicken, again, I knew there were more chicken questions. The little piece that you children break apart?
The wishbone.
And then what happens? What's the superstition?
Well, when you break it apart, you make a wish before you do it. Mm-hmm. And then the person who gets the shortest side, his wish is coming true first.
Oh, does the other one get a wish?
Oh yes, everybody makes a wish. You make a wish beforehand, but you see who is going to get the wish first when you pull it apart.
I see.
And the one who has the shortest side, his wish comes true before the long side.
But they both come true.
But they both come true. See, that's an optimistic...
isn't that nice? I never heard that version of it before.
Well,
some people say the long end and some say the short end, but
right.
I never heard that both ends get the wish.
Oh, both ends marvelous. Get the wish, but the other one gets it first, you see.
Are there names for the pieces, by the way?
No.
No. Okay. What would you call the inside parts of the chicken, such as the liver and the gizzard and the heart that you can eat?
You call them the... liver.
Or such parts of a calf or of a hog. Do you know the word haslet or harslet? How about giblets or giblets?
Yes.
Which way do you say that?
Giblet.
Okay. Then how about the inside parts of a hog? I think that there's the small intestine. Often cooked and eaten?
Oh yes, the outside of it, the